Okay, good morning, folks. For those of you who are here and for those who might be watching the recording after this class, welcome. We're opening our 2022 Self-Belief Coaching Academy class this morning. I first of all just want to apologize for any confusion I have created with the call times, which may explain why we have a small group with us today. Usually we have people enrolling from Australia and New Zealand and the States and all of that kind of stuff. So we try and manage the availability of call times at different times of the day. Pretty much everybody is from the UK. So in this class, I'm just trying to manage that and make sure that we meet people's expectations around availability. So we'll have a morning class, a 10 a.m. class, and we'll also have a 5 p.m. class. So for those of you who do have day jobs or small humans, other responsibilities, I'm hoping that these times will at least click into place after a few weeks. I appreciate you probably have things in your calendars over the first little while as we get into the groove of this. So please don't worry if you can't make the first couple of calls. I'll explain as we go through the opening why that isn't such a biggie. And I'm hoping that by the time we get through this first few weeks, we'll settle into a bit of a routine. Most people choose a class that suits them, but you're very welcome to chop and change depending on your availability and other responsibilities week to week. I don't know if some of you may be aware, we had a death in our family last week, and it kind of, I have grief brain, which I have been reassured is very similar to mum brain, if anyone has that, or menopause brain. I'm not sure I'm loving this association with being female, however, or at least female identifying. However, I inadvertently put a typo. We didn't clear up the confusion, any confusion on the sales page. So for those of you who were assuming there would be three call times, et cetera, please know that the call times are at 10 a.m. and at 5 p.m. And it's totally understandable if you need to kind of manage your availability. I would say come to as many of the group calls as you can. This whole program, as I'm going to share with you as we move through this morning, this whole program is designed as an experience. So we as self-belief coaches, which you are now becoming, we have to kind of speak from this experience rather than about it for it to really land with our clients. For you to get the most out of this work and out of this the transformation that I think is available to all of us, your participation and vulnerability is probably going to be required, which may feel a bit shit at times, and that's totally taken into account as well. Okay. So I've got a few things just to share with you, just to sort of set the scene. And for those of you who are here, we're going to do a little intro for you as well, so you'll get to say hello. And for those of you who are watching afterwards, really encourage you to introduce yourself in the opening circle discussion forum. Okay, so welcome. What we're going to talk about today is I'm going to share some intentions for the program. We're going to have some introductions from folks who are here. We'll talk about the principles of the program and give you an overview of what to expect and kind of set you up for module one, which we'll start next week. So that's what we're going to cover today. And I like to give you some slides just as a way of making this kind of an interesting experience. Zoom is a challenge for us who maybe prefer in-person learning. So I'm trying to jazz it up as much as I can. all of our classes will be quite interactive. We'll utilize things like breakout rooms and reflections. There'll be so many opportunities for you to be coached as well on whatever's coming up for you. So this won't be like teacher at the front of the room kind of experience. I'm hoping that is going to be good for everybody. So what what my intentions are for this work and for you in particular is that you feel really welcome in this group and really safe to allow yourself to be known, which sounds nice, doesn't it? And yet, for anyone who has allowed themselves to be known, that comes with some vulnerability. We might find out that you have some doubts about your coaching ability. We might find out that you don't think you're a very good coach sometimes. And what I really want us to do as a group is normalize all of our own stuff that comes up. Most coaches are not in supervision. And so this environment and this learning experience is very much geared for coaches who want that experience, right? Who want that kind of, hey, let's see where your growth edges might be and let's play there. Let's normalize all of the stuff that comes up for us as practitioners, because I found myself, and I so believe this, like to the core of who I am, that we can only go as far with our clients as we have been ourselves. So emotions that you might find difficult, topics, subjects, areas of practice that are kind of crunchy for you, these are all invitations for your own growth and development. Allowing yourself to be known, feeling safe in this group where you can say, I don't freaking get it, or this feels really icky for me, or this is bringing stuff up for me. This is what I mean by that. And there are going to be, because this is an intimate learning space, there are going to be 13 people in the class and as a whole. It means that there is this container that is very safe for you. And that's going to take some time to feel into it as well, to find those edges. I also have an intention that you feel safe to commit to this process and allow your learning to be imperfect and messy and non-linear. So we talked a little bit about commitment, our relationship with commitment in yesterday's orientation week prompt, right? How do you feel about commitment? What's it like when things are a bit imperfect and messy and non-linear? I think being a learner is kind of vulnerable. I always feel a bit like, oh, I just want to be on the other side where I kind of know how all of this fits together. So if you're anything like me, sometimes that feeling of, oh, I don't quite know what I'm doing yet, can be an invitation to back away, right? And so just being mindful of your relationship with commitment, how you quit on yourself is a really good thing to just be curious about, right? So this is going to be non-linear, messy, imperfect learning. I'm going to be an imperfect teacher. There is going to be times when you are feeling confused or like you really are on your edge. There'll be times when just life stuff gets in the way and you're like, oh God, I've got class today and that's the last thing I feel like. All of that's going to happen. And I just really encourage you to be there for all of it. Lean in to it. Thirdly, that you develop a depth of understanding and compassion for your own self-doubt. So compassion, and particularly self-compassion, is a fundamental aspect of this program. It's woven through all of our work. And as you start to see how self-doubt actually works and what it's here to do and the ways that it shows up for us and for our clients, I think this is the one thing that I have been so surprised by as someone who was very encased in a kind of armor of sarcasm and judgment in my younger years, to have this enormous compassion and love for the people I get to work with has just broken me open through this work. And I think that as soon as we start to direct that care for that we find probably easier to feel for our clients, as soon as we start to direct that back at ourselves, it's like a whole other layer can open up for us. That came out in the wrong order, but it's here now, that you feel resourced in knowledge and tools and approaches to step into the next level of your coaching mastery. So some of you are like, compassion's great, Sass. Yep. Love the idea of being known in a group. That's all cool. I just want the freaking tools. And I totally hear you because I'm endlessly practical around this stuff. So you're going to just assume that is coming, right? You will absolutely get tools up the wazoo. And they're all evidence-based. They're all research-led. They're proven. I've been using these approaches and tools, concepts for the best part of a decade. You can rest in the knowledge that this is just going to open you up to the next level of your mastery. And the feedback that I've had from, we've now had 75 coaches through the academy. So the feedback from all of those coaches is like, holy crap, this is really cool. And I'm like, I know, when I discovered this, I had the same response. So almost all of these tools have a provenance in some level of evidence-based research. Some of them I have created myself, and some of them are adapted from other practitioners. We all sort of stand on the shoulders of the people before us. But you are going to see that provenance. So everything is kind of credited. You'll see the roots of it. Every workbook has a bibliography attached to it. So for those of you who are like, well, I need to understand the why before I can do the how, don't worry, we will equip you. And if you just want the tools and you don't really give a toss where it all comes from, that's perfect too, right? You get to choose your adventure in terms of the depth that you take this to. And my final intention for you is that you participate in co-creating this community of peers and colleagues who hold your success, right? Really celebrate your success and support your learning. So this is the beginning of our relationship. It's going to take us some time to kind of settle in. Once we move through this curriculum, and I've found this with other learning experiences, just as you're putting these things together in your mind and getting a handle on it, they all go, good luck, see ya. And that's often when I had my most prevalent questions, when I felt the highest level of self-doubt and the least equipped to really integrate those approaches in my practice. I wanted to kind of know how it all fit together. And then I got to the end and I was like, but this is when I need the most support. So this program comes with that. We have monthly graduate support calls that you can come to for as long as you wish. It's all included as part of the program. There's a supervisory aspect to that as well. So you can bring, you know, challenging clients or dilemmas that you're having with your clients yourself. You can talk about your business and you can talk about your practice as well. So there's going to be lots of opportunities as we kind of grow our community for you to participate both as a leader. So if you have a specific kind of area of expertise that you're integrating this work into, then, you know, the opportunity to hold your own masterclasses and webinars and things will absolutely be there. You'll have an audience of 75 coaches to speak with. And also to participate in other people's learning experiences like that. So as we grow our community, there are going to be lots of opportunities for you to stay connected and keep learning and growing and sharing your own learning as well. So lots of good stuff coming. Okay, so enough from me. I'd love to have some introductions just from the folks that are here. If you could share who you are, where you're calling from, what you're feeling right now, and a little bit about your intentions, both for yourself and for your clients. Just know that other classmates will be watching this, so it's kind of a way of saying hello to them as much as it is to me. Who wants to go first? Joe, do you want to sneak on in there?
I'm happy to sneak on in here. Thank you for the invitation. My name is Jo. I'm based in Surrey in the UK. My current top emotions are nervous excitement, and I can feel the self-doubt creeping in. Introductions are somewhere, you know, this process of becoming visible is somewhere where my self-doubt shows up a lot. So I'm open to that and feeling it and going to go through with it. And I think part of that comes from this introduction in terms of my right to own the title coach. So my main income at the moment, the main source of my work is marketing consulting. I have always coached throughout my career, particularly in kind of managerial and leadership roles in marketing agencies. But I am new to calling myself a coach. And so that's, I think, where that's coming from. So the intentions for myself are show up, commit, explore all of the good things that, Sash, you set the kind of safe parameters for us to play with. I am fascinated by the subject, but I know that I need myself to move through my self-doubt and into self-belief. So I guess my intention is about being active in this process rather than passive. And my intention for my clients, I've worked with quite a broad variety of clients over the last 18 months or so, and self-belief is rarely the thing that they show up with, but it's nearly always the thing that underpins the process that they're going through. So I want to have a deeper understanding of that so I can explore it and have more impact with my client work. So I think I've covered everything, but if there's anything else, ask.
Beautifully. Yeah, beautifully. So good. Thank you, Jo. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah.
Hello. So I'm Sarah French. I'm based in Cheshire. Current top emotions at the moment, excitement. I'm sure that will change, but most definitely excitement is top emotion at the moment. Intentions for myself is to deepen my coaching skills is probably the top one. I work in the corporate wellbeing space. My story is very similar to yours, Jo, in that probably the bulk of my income comes through consulting at the moment. I'm doing a lot of coaching, but I'm struggling with the self-belief to probably charge what I'm worth at the moment and also be more visible in letting people know that I actually do a lot of coaching. So I feel, for some reason, a lot more comfortable telling people about the consulting work that I do rather than the coaching work. It feels more personal for some reason. So I struggle a lot around the self-belief and the visibility piece. So a lot of this is to help me overcome what has been my biggest challenges so that I can share that with others. The intention for my clients, so the space that I work in is helping people, you know, overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome in the corporate environment has been where I've focused with my clients, also helping them with building resilience and overcoming challenges with their sensitivity to stress as well. And I feel at the moment I'm able to kind of coach them so that they understand where it comes from, but I don't necessarily feel equipped to help them really move forward with that. So I'm really excited about getting some more tools and techniques to probably have more of an impact with some of my clients.
Amazing. So cool. I just think about the ripple effect of this work all the time, right? And how when we step into our kind of self-belief and really kind of get a feel for what that just like, how that lands in our bodies and what that actually enables us to do, the ripple effect to our families and friends and our clients as well is always magnified. And I think that is, for me, is the most fun, is to see how that is going to happen. So I just love that you're both here like going, okay, this is partly for my clients, sure, but it's for me too. So I think this is going to be really fun just to notice like how the work lands for you personally, and considering your clients as well, like how might this be for them. And I found that as we can kind of almost separate ourselves and our own experience once we've sort of been through it, it allows this ability to go, oh, okay, I can make sense of this for someone else or help them to understand it. And actually that gives me something too. So it's this beautiful kind of, you know, that infinity symbol, the Mobius loop. It's a little bit like that, that reciprocity just happens all the time. So yeah, I love it. Very cool. Thank you so much, both of you, for sharing. Okay, so this is our self-belief coaching model. I'm going to send you a poster of this so you'll have it in your line of sight. And I just want to kind of reassure you, we're going to go through this in a bit more detail. You're going to get to know what this looks like and how this works. What I want you to just kind of be aware of as we start is everything on here is quite intentional. The healthy adult self is really our goal. That's where our healthy adult self is like the center of us, and it has access to these amazing resources of self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust. It also has the job of looking after the protector. And the protector is how I characterize self-doubt. So we're going to be getting to know these two aspects of ourselves and thinking about how these two aspects show up in our clients, how we can help our clients to kind of cultivate these resources and understand that the part of the job of our healthy adult self is to take care of that protector, that part of us that wants to hold us back. So in module one, we're going to go through this in a bit more detail, but I just want to give you a sort of like little picture of where we're going and what it all looks like and how we can kind of come closer in to the central resource of the healthy adult self. That's really, we will get very good at hearing other people speak from or embody their healthy adult self. You'll start to feel that in yourself. It's quite a felt sense, a felt experience, as much as it is a kind of like intellectual one, okay? So this is really where we're going with this. We want our protector and each of these core four resources has their own sort of shadow side. So in self-acceptance, it's the martyr, for example. And so we'll get to know how all of these show up in us and show up in our clients and how we can equip ourselves to feel really resourced no matter what happens to us, no matter the conversation, the criticism, the judgment, right? There's no right real safe place in the world we can go where we will be protected from all of these things. So the protector is kind of on a hiding to nothing, right? But what we want is to feel resourced so that no matter what happens, we're okay. We can sit in our healthy adult self knowing that we can walk away from that situation, whatever has happened, feeling okay with ourselves, feeling like, okay, I did all right there. I'm good. It's how we start to minimize that sense of shame and fraudulence and worry that we need to be in a constant state of protecting ourselves. So it's really good fun. This becomes incredibly liberating work for us and for our clients. As soon as you start to sort of put these pieces together. So I'm really just excited for you to kind of move into that spot and really own your own healthy adult self. Okay, cool. So we've got 10 modules. I want to just run you through what we're going to go through over the next few months. So part one of the theory modules, there's three of these, and we're going to just take a week to go through these. Module one is what is self-doubt. We're going to look at that next week. And it's a kind of a whistle-stop tour, right? It will give you a really good grounding in my approach to self-doubt and give you a sense of like how this is slightly different perhaps to the way that the rest of the world sees self-doubt, right? That kind of inner gremlin type approach. Module two is about developmental psychology and self-doubt. And in that, we're looking at the kind of the main psychological framework that informs my work. So my master's thesis was very much within a developmental framework of understanding. And my academic supervisor has written a book on developmental coaching. So this is very much kind of the way that I see the world. But I found, and I don't know if you find this, that nobody really gave a shit about developmental coaching. So it was really hard to market. Hi, I can help you develop, right? But what I found was self-doubt is a developmental dilemma. It's the common thread. So when I'm talking about self-doubt, it's really about that in its entirety, like actually doubting ourselves and doubting our sense of who we are. So I think it might have been you, Jo, you were talking about, you know, that that wish to claim your coaching identity, right? And that's kind of new. And I think for all of us, we go through that process, right? Where we're sort of like, oh, I'm feeling my way into this and I'm not quite sure who I am yet in it. So I might be looking to other people to sort of give me the rule book for that. And at some point we go, oh no, this is the kind of coach I am. This is me. I can own my coaching identity. And then there are other developmental stages where we're like, oh, actually, I can be informed and I can own this myself. So I'm in a state of evolving that identity. It's no longer fixed, but it still feels very solid to me. So we are talking about how development can support us as practitioners, what this has to do with self-doubt. And it gives us this really beautiful framework to be able to understand the way that our clients make sense of the world, like why self-doubt is showing up for them in a particular context, in a particular way. And module three is about trauma-informed coaching. What does this mean? How do we show up in a way that keeps our clients feeling safe, that keeps us feeling like we're working ethically and within the boundaries of a coaching relationship? I'm going to share with you a framework to do this that my supervisor shared with me about 8 years ago and has helped me to really go beautifully deep and safely with my clients. And this really helps, I think, just to help you picture what's actually going on for the client, and also to sort of make sense of why clients might be behaving in a particular way, how they make sense of the world and how that gets kind of interrupted by traumatic experiences and trauma on an ongoing basis. So these three theory modules are sort of like the platform for our work. And we'll come back to these themes as we go through into part two, which is all about the practice modules. There are seven practice modules. So we'll have a little break in between. So you get to kind of start to sort of integrate this work and play with it. By the end of module five, you'll have some really solid tools that you will be able to start working with clients. Like I want you to be working with clients as you go through this whole process, imperfectly, messily, right? So I want you to feel like there isn't like a, you don't have to wait till the end unless you particularly want to be able to do this. So at the end of module five, we also give you an approach that you can try out where you offer like a single session for your clients to support them to understand more about their self-doubt. And that has been a great way for students to gain some clients who want to work specifically on their self-doubt. They get this lovely taste of it through a single session, and some of them may stay on to be more longer term clients. So, you know, for me, it's like, let's hit the ground running. Right, everyone here is going to be an experienced coach, someone who has experience of working with clients already, who has those foundational coaching skills. So there's no reason to wait. Yeah, and it's going to be fantastic because you'll get to experiment with all your self-doubt that comes up about, oh shit, can I do this? Can I actually, you know, market this as a service? Can I add this into my coaching repertoire? So the answer is yes, but we'll work on that. Okay. And then in the last half, we'll be looking at a couple of things, coaching with the protector. So specifically like how self-doubt shows up in the ways it does, the patterns that we'll start to notice, and the specific ways that I found to intervene and to interrupt those protective patterns of belief and behavior. We're also going to spend a module on your self-doubt, so how this specifically shows up for coaches and how you can both support yourself and be supported to move through your self-doubt, which takes us to sort of halfway through our practice modules. And then the final three are really about having understood where self-doubt comes from, and starting to cultivate this healthy adult self, starting to really kind of sink into that. Our last three modules are really about bringing those resources to the fore, to sinking into self-belief and how that actually works with our clients, how we do that. And so we kind of go full circle because we come back to working with our clients' dreams and goals. And I think both of you were a part of Brave Coach Week, where we looked at courage-based goals and planning. And so we kind of come back to that at the end. So you're going to be following the process that we go through, the curriculum will follow a kind of natural experience of working with a client, like how I found I tend to work with clients. So we sort of look at self-doubt first, and then we move into self-belief as we go, right? And of course, you know, you'll find we sort of end on dreams and goals, and sometimes that's where we end up starting with clients, right? So there's no kind of right way to do this. So that's our curriculum. For the theory modules, we'll take 1 week to look at those each. And for the practice modules, we'll take 2 weeks. And that means that we get two kind of ways of looking at this. Sometimes this will be about our experience as coaches, and then the following week it will be about our clients and their experience. And sometimes we'll kind of cut it a different way. It will be like a more natural order to look at it in a different kind of way. So we get two calls to look at this stuff, and we'll have a lot of like interaction, small groups, that kind of thing. So you'll be able to reflect and play with this work as we go through it. Okay. What's going to really support your learning? So these are the ways that I want you to just know you're not expected to kind of absorb and move on, right? There are workbooks and video lessons for every module. There are also at least one group call. There's the discussion forum where you can ask lots of questions and send very like confused words. I love comments that are just confused words, right? And we figure it out together, right? Because some of us, it's like until I've written it down, I don't really know what I'm thinking and feeling about it. And for others, we need to sort of sit in it and then we communicate. So however you do that is perfect. When we move into the practice modules, we'll be starting a study group, which will be on a Thursday evening, partly because Scott, who's our support coach, is based in the US, so it's just his morning time. But that will be like every time we have a group call on the Thursday, there'll also be a study group. And it's like a kind of drop-in where you can go, okay, so I kind of get this, but how does this work? Or if I'm working with this client, how might I use this approach? Or I tried this with a client and it didn't go how I expected. So what do I do now? And so Scott, who has been through this program a couple of times now, he's a very experienced coach. He's really great at taking a different approach to me. I'm very much a conceptual thinker and he's very pragmatic. So we kind of complement each other in our approaches. But he has a really amazing grasp on this work. And lots of people just love the study group approach because it's way less formal. Well, not that our calls are formal, but there's no structure that you need to worry about. So you can just come along and blurt and we figure it all out. As well, we'll also be everyone will be assigned a practice pod. So it'll be you and at least two other coaches, no more than three, no more than four in total, rather. And you'll be working together when we move into the practice modules. So you can meet weekly or fortnightly, whatever works for you all. And you just agree how you're going to structure your practice pod sessions. You get to coach each other and be coached. The whole idea is that this is a way of playing with these tools and approaches in a sort of safe environment. And the thing that I love the most about the practice pods is that from our first class a couple of years ago, people are still meeting with their practice pods. So it's a really lovely source of support and just that collegiate affirming, you know, conversations, which can be great. And you also have the opportunity, if you wish, to book a session with me. I offer these 90-minute velocity sessions. If you want additional support, you can use those. For some of you, you got an additional hour support with me as part of booking in when you did. So we'll be letting you book those sessions as we go. But yeah, so lots of support for you. Okay. So moving on, the only thing to really do this week is to prepare for module one. So we're going to post all of the new modules on the Thursday before we discuss them. So for the first 3 weeks, it'll be one module per Thursday. And then after that, it will be one every 2 weeks. Okay. So module one starts next week. And what I'd encourage you to do is to take the archetypes quiz as part of module one and uncover your top three archetypes. So this is a model that I put together a couple of years ago to look at how self-doubt shows up for us specifically. So there are 12 different kind of flavors of self-doubt. And I found this is really amazing for clients who are a bit like, my self-doubt's just in my head and it's awful and I don't really know what I'm doing, is to take that quiz. You get a bit more kind of granularity, a bit more specificity about how self-doubt's showing up. I do this as a freebie on my website, but I'm giving you the whole model so you can uncover your top three. What I found working one-to-one with people is to send them their three archetypes and say, how did that land for you? What comes up for you? Is an amazing like a way in to their meaning making, a way into how they're making sense of the world. So I want you to do this as if you are the client, right? So read the descriptions of your top three archetypes and just notice what comes up for you, right? How might that be for your clients? What do you think about your self-doubt as a result of reading this? It might be that some aspects of it you're like, nah, that's not really me. This is totally me. And so you're starting to kind of build a picture in your head around how your self-doubt just shows up. It gives you just a little bit of info to work with. And as we move into the first couple of modules where we're looking at the root causes, this is going to really help you to kind of put those jigsaw puzzle pieces together. Okay. So that's module one. Your homework then for this week is to prepare for module one. Participate in orientation week. Like, just share your thoughts and observations. It's really going to help everyone get to know each other because it's kind of like, we're not asking like, where are you from and what are your intentions? Right, we've done that. We're asking like, what do you think about this? What's your relationship with this kind of slightly awkward thing, right? It's really gonna help everybody get to know each other and create some of that safety and sense of belonging. And if you haven't already, please can you complete your coach profile? Because that just really helps us as we are assigning folks to their practice pods and what have you. Okay. Any questions from anyone about any of that? Is that all feeling okay? Okay, good. So now we've had the practical bits. I wanted to just close our circle with a poem, right? Because the practical and the poetry is, you know, that's kind of how I roll. So this poem is someone sent it to me a few years ago, and I read it and it just kind of was a gut punch. It feels to me like it captures this work. So I want to read this to you. It's by Dawna Markhover. And it's called, I Will Not Die an Unlived Life. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. Nice, right? So I really love that poem. I think it captures so much about what we are doing as self-belief coaches, how we are showing up. So I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, so that concludes our opening circle. I hope that has just given you a little flavor of what to expect as we go into this journey together. It's going to be super fun. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you both a little better. So thank you so much for today. And I will see you both on the discussion forum and next week on the module one call. Okay. Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks, both. Okay. Bye. Bye.